Welcome back to our Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Our first time here in these
beautiful
digs, yeah. Making us look good. Well, he always looks good. You can't make a Picasso out of a piece of clay, you know. Anyway, so, Brian, let's talk about the offense. Another slow start, so let's address that part of it first. Is there any way that you come out and think mentally that it's the second half at the beginning of the game?
Yeah, I thought that it would be able to, they would be able to start a little bit faster this game, but it's starting to feel like it takes a little bit for Chip Kelly as well as this offense just to get their bearings, to understand what the defense is doing, and then they start attacking it. They figure it out after the first quarter, after the second quarter, coming out of halftime, this offensive team exploded. I think that's what's going on here. They have to find a way to start a little bit faster, especially against a better team.
With an offensive line missing Jason Peters, Dennis Kelly starting at right tackle for the first time since 2012. Lane Johnson, his first NFL start at left tackle. The Eagles running the football down the Dallas Cowboys' throats. Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Darren Sproles, all used liberally, all used effectively. And Brian Westbrook, that keys the offense, play action, passing, really getting some chunk yards for the offense. The run game, I want to see it every week.
Well, if you want to be successful in the run game, it starts in the trenches, and so it starts up front with the offensive line, and you can't give enough credit to Lane Johnson. Switching from right tackle to left tackle, that's a big ordeal. Not a lot of guys can do it, and it takes an athletic guy. Lane Johnson did a great job against one of the better pass rushers in the league in Greg Hardy. Dennis Kelly deserves some credit, too. You're talking about a guy that wasn't a second-string guy. He was a third-string guy that didn't get a lot of playing time. This is his first time starting at right tackle against a defensive line that dominated this football team in week two. They didn't do a very good job blocking. They had so much penetration in week two, but yesterday they were able to establish the run game. I was proud of this offensive unit.
We saw the inside zone have a lot of success. We also saw the sweep game with DeMarco Murray as well. We all talk, hey, DeMarco Murray, you got to run north-south, and he did a lot of that on Sunday night, but he also got to the edge and got up the field, and that's a good combination of the blocking, the timing, and DeMarco Murray, I thought, running with really great power. He had a purpose to him. He broke a lot of tackles. Doesn't make a lot of people miss, Brian, but he really is tough to bring down. Yeah. Knows how to move the football.
Once DeMarco Murray gets going, you're talking about 2-3 steps into the play. He is one of the better running backs in the league. He's one of the guys that will break some tackles. He'll give you a stiff arm here and there. He's not going to make you miss those types of things, but he's a powerful runner once he gets downhill. If he gets those shoulders square to the line of scrimmage, he's going to be very hard to stop. Yesterday, you saw that.
And we see the numbers there. 6 catches in the pass game, a huge plus for the Eagles, including just a, you can't see anything better than Sam Bradford throwing that wheel route to Murray early in the second half. Big gain. Murray's got some hands, he's got some soft ones, and he's really kind of a difficult guy to match up against.
Well, I think when you look at this game, you're talking about a confidence booster. You're talking about a building block. And what we saw was now Sam Bradford could be more confident in his pass catchers. Now he could be more confident in his running back out of the backfield catching the football. But also now he could be a little bit more comfortable with knowing that he has a running game that can support him. That takes a lot of pressure off of Sam Bradford. I think this offense can show you they can move the ball as long as they're confident and assertive. Yesterday went a long way towards that.
One of the revelations of this first half of the season, Ryan Matthews, for those who may not have been familiar with him during his days in San Diego, a former first-round draft pick, has been extremely productive, averaging 6.1 yards per carry for this football team. Tell me a little bit about Ryan Matthews, how he fits into the offense, Brian. What do you see from him from a talent standpoint?
Oh, he's awfully talented. First round pick for San Diego. But what you see from him is you see an explosive guy. He hits the holes. He makes people miss. And he makes you pay if you try to tackle him, especially those guys in the secondary. And so you like that type of guy coming off the bench. He's the kind of guy that's going to be that spark plug for the offense when he comes off the bench. And when he's in there, he can catch the ball too. I think he still needs to continue to work on that. But he definitely can catch the ball. He can lift this offense. They need him when he comes in the game.
One of the major themes of this first half of the season, at least through 7 games, why all the drops with these wide receivers, players who historically have not had problems catching the football and really leading the way there? Jordan Matthews, who was so up and down through 7 games, was absolutely magnificent on Sunday night. Yeah, he had the 41-yard catch and run to end the game, and that was spectacular. But Matthews, throughout the night, making tough catches, running hard after the catch, really playing with a sense of purpose, Brian. And I was so pleased to see Jordan Matthews, who works really hard, who takes the game seriously. who approaches it like a Pro Bowl player.
I think the one thing that you enjoy when I hear Jordan Matthews talk, I'm hearing a young man saying, I stayed the course. I worked on the jug machine. I did all the things that got me to this level, and those are the things that helped me get through the tough times. I appreciated that from Jordan Matthews. Listen, he was struggling. The main job of a receiver is to catch the football. He wasn't doing that consistently enough early on in the season, and now we see why he's out in the jug machine, because now that he's not thinking about catching, now that he's not thinking about the pressure that's on him, now he can play naturally, and he's able to catch the ball. We know the kid can catch. He just needed to do that more consistently. He did that last night.
And finally, offensively, we talk about Sam Bradford, Eagles quarterback. What a ball game. Tough, took some hits, threw the ball down the field, really got it going in the second half, 12 of 19, threw the touchdown pass, engineered a great drive in overtime. Has Sam Bradford arrived? He's gotten better and better. He spoke with a lot of confidence last week, as we noted throughout the course of that week, and against a good Dallas defense, playing behind a makeshift offensive line, Sam Bradford stood up and delivered for this Eagles team. So as we head into the second half of the season here, Brian, your level of confidence in number seven.
I'm starting to get that confidence, that same type of confidence that Sam Bradford's starting to build in himself. And I think when you look at the Panthers game, he even though they lost, he in certain situations, he stepped up and threw the ball well. I think that confidence over the bye, and then you combine that to what he did this past week, I think that's a great job. It's a building block for this team. It's a building block for Sam Bradford, especially when you have receivers catching the football. But I think what you're starting to see is a quarterback, just like Chip Kelly said, he can be accurate. He can throw the ball strong. He is just mobile enough around the pocket that he can move around, get on the edge, and threaten defenses on the edge. And that's important for a quarterback to be able to do. I think those are all the things that Chip Kelly was looking for.
So two thumbs up for the Eagles offense in the win over Dallas. When we return to Eagles 360, we're talking about a defense that did not have its best game, but made just enough big plays to stave off the Cowboys.